Sovereign Holy One. God, expecting a word from you this morning. God, I pray that we would be bowed before you this morning, Lord God, open to you this morning, ready to hear what you would speak to us, God. For you have said that we need to live by every word that you speak. And God, that takes on more and more meaning. The more I hear it, the more I see it. God, it takes on more and more meaning, God. That is beginning to touch every area of my life, Lord God, in ways that I didn't even know that it could or should. God, I thank you, Lord God, that you don't limit what you do to us based on our understanding. You don't limit what you do in our hearts and in our lives based on what we can see. God, so grateful that you move according to your way. It's your will that's being done and established in our lives. Oh, God, I thank you. We know in part today, Father, but the day will come when we will know even as we are known, and we'll be even more grateful. Even more grateful. Even more grateful for how good you have been to us. Father, I pray that in these next few words, God, that you really would order the words of my mouth. God, that I would speak only what you would have me to speak. That's the only thing that really matters here today. Your will, your way, what you desire. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. And so Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 1 through 3, I'm reading them again. Every commandment that I am commanding you today, you shall be careful to do, so that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord swore to give to your fathers. And you shall remember always all the ways which the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, so that he might humble you and test you to know what was in your heart, mind, whether you would keep his commandments or not. He humbled you and allowed you to be hungry and fed you with manna, a substance which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, so that he might make you understand by personal experience that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall read and meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything in accordance with all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will be successful. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 through 14. God speaks to us about the blessings of walking in obedience. I noticed that that chapter has 68 verses. The next 15 through 68 verses talks about the consequences of disobedience. So your assignment this week is to read Deuteronomy chapter 28 so that you can know the significance of walking in obedience to everything that God says, and then notice the consequences if you don't in verses 15 through 68. Some years ago, my husband, let me do it this way. My husband's car had stopped running, and he found out that he needed a timing chain. I don't know if they still do that nowadays because everything is electronic. But at that time, it had a timing chain on it. And when he took it to the shop, way back in the early 90s, late 80s, early 90s, I believe it was, $2,000 and above was a lot to pay for a car to be repaired. It's still a lot. But at that time, it was really a lot. And for somebody who didn't like to spend money for anything, for somebody who didn't like to spend money for anything, that was really a lot of money to him. So my husband decided to go to the library, get a book, and read what he needed to do to take that engine apart so that he could get to that place where he could put that timing chain on, which only cost 20-something dollars. The timing chain only cost 20-something dollars. And he went to the library. He came home from work every day and sat in the kitchen and read that book and memorized and read and memorized and sat and drew little pictures and drew diagrams and wrote things down and underlined, and he studied and he studied. And then one day he got up and went out there and started taking his engine apart. I said, "Boy, you don't know what you're doing." "Yes, I do." "Mike, you don't want to take this engine apart. We couldn't put the other car in the garage because he was going to need the whole garage to lay out everything in that garage that he was taking off of that engine. And I want you to know every nut, every bolt, every screw, everything, it had its place to lay in the garage because it had to go back into that car in the same way and in the same order that he took it out." After he got through taking it all apart, he went up to AutoZone. He got that timing chain. He came home. He put it on that car. And then he proceeded methodically to put that engine back together the same way he had taken it apart. He had studied and he had meditated and he had thought on that thing and studied and he had meditated on that thing. And when he put that last screw, that last bolt on that car, he went in, he sat in his car and he turned it up, and that car said, "Run, run, 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 run." That engine started up and that car ran for years after he got through, no problem. Because he did everything that he was instructed to do. God said, "When you follow the instruction the way I give it to you, when you do it the way I say it, then you will have good success. You will prosper in your way. You will flourish in your way. When you do it like I said, every word, not just some words." I told you, Devontae came to me and he said, "Aunt Carolyn, I need the recipe for your pound cake." So I gave him the recipe for the pound cake. He made the pound cake the first time according to the recipe. Cake turned out good. "And Carolyn, I can bake a cake good as you can. My cake is good because I don't have to hear you calling me saying, 'Carolyn, can I have a pound cake?' So that's good. You go ahead and you make your pound cake." Well, he got lazy and decided he was not going to do it according to instruction. He just thought it didn't make any difference what order you put it in the pan, as long as he had the right measurements. As long as he had the right measurements. So he measured everything the way he was supposed to, but he didn't put anything in the bowl in the order that he was supposed to. He just dumped it all in there. He dumped the butter in, he put the shortening in, he put the eggs in, he put the sugar in. He just dumped everything in there the way he wanted to. Worst piece of lump you ever want to see in your life. It came out just like a greasy lump. It was ridiculous. He tried to pretend to Cheryl that he was going to eat the cake. And so Cheryl said, "Mama, you ought to see this cake." And she said, and he trying to act like it's good, but he know it ain't. He gradually went ahead and threw that cake away because it did not come out, though it had the right ingredients. Though the ingredients were measured the way they should have been, but it wasn't the order. The order made a difference. Those ingredients coming together in a certain way. needing to come together in a certain way. It did not happen, though he had the right recipe. He had the right measurements, but he didn't do it according to order. God said, you will prosper and have good success when you do it the way I say. I understand what I'm saying to you. You need to understand what I'm saying. The Bible says, get wisdom, get knowledge, but in all thy getting, get what? An understanding. Know why it works this way. I am ridiculous when it comes to the computer, my phone, my iPad, because I don't understand the basics of how things work. I know how to do certain things with my computer. I know how to do certain things. I'm trying to give you examples here. I know how to do certain things with my iPad, certain things with my phone. But when something doesn't work, I don't know why it works the way it works. So when it comes to fixing it, I don't know what to do. So I call one of my children. So that youngest child will tell me step by step, step by step, trying to get me to understand. And I'm there sitting there thinking, like too many of us think, I just want him to fix it. I don't care how he fix it. And I know he's telling me step by step because he wants me to be able to do it. What if he's not around? Mama, you need to understand how this works is what he's saying. You need to understand why this makes this happen. You need to understand that when you push that button, there's more than going on than the button. And so he explains things in detail to his mama. And his mama is sitting there thinking, when you get through, if it happened again, I'm going to need you to fix this again. How often are we doing that to God, church? God said every word. Every word. So when Hector was explaining to me how to work my sprinkler, it made a lot of sense to me while he was talking. And he was saying, and you do this, and you do this, and you do this. He said, you got it, Miss Carolyn? I said, I do. And he said, and he would kind of grin. And then he'd tell me something else, and he showed me this. He showed me how to set the times of the day and which days of the week and when to start and when it'll go off and how much I need to water over here and how much I need water. And I mean, Hector just took a long time explaining all that to me. And I said, sure, I understand. At the time he's explaining, I'm thinking I'm going to read the manual later. I'm going to read the manual later. He said, Miss Carolyn, I'm saying a lot to you. I'm saying a lot. Are you getting it? I said, yes. He said, now I will be at home and I will be sitting there to drink my beer and you're going to call and say, Hector, what did you say about this? And I'm standing there thinking, no, I'm not, because I'm going to read my manual. Hearing what he's saying, but not paying attention. God said, pay attention. Jesus, pay attention. Don't let your mind be wandering somewhere else. So, a month later, I go outside because now I'm going to set it to come on only so many days a week. Now that the yard is back where it needs to be, it's not dead anymore. It's thriving. And when I get there, first thing I did was watered myself. I couldn't believe. I had on my good pants too. I had watered myself. I got so frustrated standing out there trying to figure out what Hector said. Because I didn't even go out there and I didn't read the manual later. I'm trying to help us with God saying to her, every word, you need everything that I say. God is saying, I don't speak anything without purpose. I don't speak anything without meaning it for your good. Everything that I say is meant for your good. Everything that I say is meant to help you live and live better. But if you're inattentive, if you're going to come back to it later, God said, go to the library, get the book, study it. And even if you didn't know when you started, you'll know when you get finished. Joshua chapter 3 says, I'm taking my time here. God said this to them. Verse 1. Joshua got up early in the morning. Then he and all the children of Israel set out for Shittim and came to the Jordan, and they spent the night there before they crossed the river. And as it happened at the end of 3 days that the officers went through the camp, and they commanded the people, when you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God being carried by the Levitical priest, then you shall set out from where you are and follow it. When you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God being carried by the Levitical priest, then you shall set out from where you are and follow it. Don't move until you see what God said. And then the instruction gets even more refined. However, there shall be a distance between you and it of about 2,000 cubits, 3,000 feet by measurement. Do not come near it, so that you may be able to see the ark and know the way you are to go. Why did he say don't come near it? So that you can see where you're going. So that you can have understanding. God may speak a word to you, but you don't jump up and run out to do that word until you have understanding. Don't pounce on the word. Hold it until you know what it's saying. Read the book. Study the book until you know where every part is, what every part is, where every part goes, how every part comes off, and how every part goes back on. And then you'll start the car up and it's going to run. Don't put off reading the manual and then come back and spray yourself. Making sense in here today? He said, do not come near it, so that you may be able to see the ark and know the way you are to go. Listen to why. For you have not passed this way before. We have not been in today before. If we live until tomorrow, we have not been in tomorrow yet. We are the church of the living God. We have been given a word, but we don't know how to live that word except the Holy Ghost directs us in the living. I don't know how to do it. You don't know how to do it until the Holy Ghost shows us what to do. That's why we're getting so many things wrong. That's why we don't know the Lord our God the way that we should. Because we have not read. So people can come along and tell us anything today. Come on. We have people standing in pulpits today telling us anything they so desire. And because we have not read the manual, because we have not understood our God, because we have not been attentive to the living word of the living God, we get deceived. Deception. And you got to know, deception is that which appears real. I wouldn't be deceived if it didn't look real. Come on. Counterfeit money has to look really good. And only those who really know what goes into it and what makes it counterfeit can spot it. You may not be able to. And if you've not been trained, if your eye has not been trained and you don't have the understanding, you'll walk up in Macy's and spend it and go to jail. I didn't know that doesn't work. Where'd you get this money? Am I making sense in here today? God said every word. You don't get to decide which words fit your life and which ones don't. Whatever word comes in your hearing is meant for you to hear and understand. Whatever the Lord says is meant for us to hear it and to understand it, so that we can have the life that God wants us to. One of the things that I really believe is that we don't know how much the fall in that garden did to us. How broken, how messed up, and how little we really understand about God. I don't think we really understand how little we understand about God. We don't see him. We don't see him as a God who is holy. We don't see him. We understand. We like the love part. For God so loved the world. But God also is a God of judgment. He's also a God whose holiness will not allow us to just keep living any way we choose to live. Listen, people, God is preparing us to live with him forever. And when we live in his presence, we can't be coming with our own opinions. We can't be coming with our own ways. Why? Because Isaiah 55 says, God said, my thoughts are not yours. My ways are not yours. And as high as the heaven is above the earth, we don't think alike. We don't do things alike. I don't get to determine what God's will is for my life. It's already been determined. It's already been established. And so God's not going by how I feel or how you feel. God knows what's best. When we're raising our children, we tell them, because I know best. My mama used to say, I've been where you going, girl. I've been where you're going, so I know what's at the end of that thing that you want to do. God said, I've already gone before you. I already know. He said, so I say to you, live by how many words? Every word. Let me hear you say every.
Every.
Every word that God speaks. Not just some of them. I don't have enough understanding to determine whether what God said is going to benefit me or not. The scripture declares in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 that we know in part, some of it. We know in part. But when that day comes that Jesus collects us and changes us in the twinkling of an eye, we'll know even as we're known. But right now, I don't know the heart in me. I wish I could say I do. But there are times when I've said, I know how I feel about something. And then something will come along and test that. And I find out I didn't feel that way at all. And it's in little things. Yesterday when I dropped Cheryl off at the airport for her to go to Italy, I was trying to, the Lord gonna take care of my baby. But when I'm riding in the car with her, I can still hear that she has to catch her breath to talk. And you know, she'd been diagnosed with bronchial infection earlier in the week. And so it was better. And she said, Mom, I feel so much better. But I'm sitting there thinking, if this girl gets sick in Italy, now I believe God. I trust God. I believe the Lord. He gonna take care of my child. But in my mind, I'm thinking I may need some airfare. Because if she gets sick over there, she ain't going to be sick over there by herself. That's just too far away from home. Yeah. I'm just telling the truth. Yeah. Sad, but true. Because I prayed, did I not believe God? What did I believe when I prayed? And so then finally she said, I didn't want her to say it to me. I just wanted to kiss her, hug her, and she gone in that airport and do what she got to do. She said, now, Mama, you not worried. I said, I said, as a matter of fact, I was thinking I may have to come over there and see about you. She said, Mama, I'm going to be all right. And so then she sent a text message this morning giving God glory and praise that she walked up the Spanish steps and didn't have to catch her breath one time. If you know anything, them some steps to climb over there in Rome. See that she climbed the steps. She didn't have to catch her breath. And here's the thing. She got her luggage with her because she ain't been able to check into a hotel yet. So not only did she climb the steps, but she pulling her luggage with her. Hallelujah. And she said, Mom, I know it's only God that touched this body of mine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If I say I trust him, my heart must be in agreement with my mouth. Do I trust him? Do I believe him? Do I believe every word that he spoke? God told me years ago, no weapon formed against my children would prosper. God told me that my children would live and declare his word. God told me that. Do I believe God or not? Every word that he speaks. When God said to Israel, when God said to Joshua, he said, be strong and of good courage. When he said, meditate on this word day and night. When he said to them, don't move, don't do anything until you see what the word is doing. Until you understand what I've spoken to you. Don't move. Don't move because you need to have good success. We need to meditate on that too. I'm not to get ahead of God. I'm to trust God. And when he told them these things, he knew when he said, be strong and of good courage, he said, and those that you will encounter won't be able to stand before you. God knew what was in Israel and he knew what the enemy was about. God knew the challenges that they were going to face. So when he told them to think on everything that he had promised them, he knew that discouragement would come. Why would he say, be strong and have good courage? Because he knew opportunities to be discouraged would come. He knew that it wasn't going to go all right. What is it when we get a word about how God's going to bless our household and then everybody in the house go crazy that day? I mean, they go crazy and they go a real kind of crazy. So you can say, was that the Lord? Did God say that? Huh? God tells you, I'm going to bless your finances. And that day they plummet. And you say, what do you mean bless? God, you told me if I tithe, you would open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that I would not be able to contain. And right now I'm broke. Help! Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that is spoken from the mouth of God. If God said it, it's coming to pass, not the way you thought, but the way God said it. You just be faithful and do what he said. If he said windows, plural, blessing one that you won't be able to contain, you need to be tithing, my brother. You need to be tithing, my sister, because you got a blessing coming that's bigger than what you can expect, bigger than you can even set your mind and your heart to. Jesus. Every word. There's a word that says wait patiently on the Lord. There's a word that says look expectantly to the Lord. If God say he gonna deliver them children, you need to believe it. If God say he gonna save them, you need to believe it. I don't care how dumb they acting. They can be going all the way west. all the way at west when God said they should be going east. And how many know east and west don't come together? So the further west they go, that's how much it looks like they're moving away from the will of God. But God said they're going to end up in the east. So I don't care how many miles west they go. I don't care if they cross seas to go west. If God said they're going east, you need to be expecting something is going to happen. Something is going to take place. A miracle is going to happen. The word of God is going to effectively work in that life to perfect what God has said. Before you know it, they'll be going east. My God, because God said so. Stop looking at what you see and look at what God has said. God said, get an understanding. Get an understanding, y'all. We can be foolish. You know we can be foolish. Aren't you glad that because of your foolishness, you're not dead yet? But rather because of the mercy of God. Because of the goodness of God. You don't hear me? Hallelujah. Hey, Koroboshata. Hallelujah. I bless him today. I bless him today. I glorify him today. I sanctify his name today. Hallelujah. Can you hear God in here today? God told Israel what they were going to possess. He told them, but he also told them there would be resistance. Huh? Jesus told us what we are to him and what we are the church, as the church will have in him. He told us abundant life, but there's resistance. There's resistance in you. There's resistance coming from the outside. And y'all know there's the enemy called the devil. And he's not just sitting by waiting on us to possess what God said. He's not sitting by. He is going to try to distract. He's going to tell you lies. He's going to tell you, you won't ever be there. You won't ever accomplish that. He's going to tell you all these things. That's why God said, meditate on what? On what he said. God said, meditate on what I said. God said, I told you there are going to be tests. I told you there are going to be trials. I also told you in that same breath, I told you, but fear not, for I have overcome the world. Where you have tribulation, where you have trial. God says, I've overcome it. So let's do like he told Israel. He said, meditate on the word day and night. Why? So that you can prosper and have good success. He said, let the word go ahead of you. Let the word do what it's going to do. Let the word make way for you. So you can see where you're going. So you can understand where you're going. Am I making sense in here today? God said, live by every word that proceeds out of my mouth. So what is God saying? What did he say? What did he say? What did he mean when he said it? Every word. God said, know what I said, and then you'll do what I said. If you'll understand what I said, then you'll do what I said. So I'm in here trying to find out what's going on. I decided to go back to Genesis to see what I missed. Then I talked to another person. They told me they were in Genesis this week. Then I talked to yet another person and they said, you know, the other person said, Wells, you know, I'm going back to Genesis because I think I've been missing something. I said, look here. I said, now you're the second person I done talked to this week talking about they reading the book of Genesis. I said, we must have missed something up in there. Huh? God said, every word that I speak. Go back and see what he said at the beginning, how he started things. Things went awry, yes. But then Jesus came to put everything back in place that's out of place. He came to restore everything that's dead, everything that's destroyed. I don't care how dead it is. I don't care how dry it is. I don't care how out of your mind it is, how forgotten it is. If God said it, he didn't forget. And if God said it, his word is performing it. Right now, not later, right now, the word is working. So what did he say to you? What is he saying to you about what he said to you? Don't you let that go, Carolyn. Don't you let that go, people sitting in here today. Don't you let that go, anybody who listens to this message. God said, this is what happens when I say and you do what I say. You're blessed, and you're blessed abundantly. God has miracles up his sleeves for people in here today. Wonder working miracles where you'll just sit there and go, who would have ever thought? For real, God. He'll change your laughter the way he changed Sarah's. Sarah, when God said Sarah was going to have a baby, Sarah said, yeah, right. Abraham old, I'm old. Uh-huh, yeah, right. And then she got Isaac and said, God did it. Won't he do it? Yes, he will. Because God doesn't speak empty words. God doesn't speak empty words. So we need to do this Bible, and we need to do the things that God is speaking to us out of this Bible. And we need to do and study the way Mike studied that book that day. Those days, because it took him days. He read and he read and he read and he diagrammed and he wrote stuff down. And I'm telling you, he had a book in itself. But when he got done, he took that engine apart. He had not been to school for this. He took that engine apart and he put it back together. Buick Electra 225. That was a big car with a big engine. Not because he knew before, but he followed the instructions. He got an understanding. God said, understand the things that I've spoken to you so that you don't get lost. Understand what I said. Amen. Amen. And then God says, he told them one other thing. He told them, he said, listen, I'm going to be with you as you journey. That's one of the things that he said to Joshua and the children of Israel. You won't be going alone. I'm going to be going with you. I'm going to make the way in those places where I send you. And when they meditated on the word and they did what God said, they had that kind of success. Was it Joshua and the children of Israel when they got to Jericho? Fortified city. They didn't have the tools. They didn't have what they needed to tear that city down. God told them to shout. Now, how much sense that make? We walk around there. God said, walk around Brooklyn and shout. Walk around Jericho and shout. So they did what God said. They shouted. Why don't we have two weapons to beat these people up? God said, do what I tell you to do. So they walked around the city and they shouted the way God told them. 6 days one time. Then they walked around 7 times and they shouted. And what happened? The walls came down. You've seen the hand of God. You've seen the victory that God will give you. Then in the next 2 chapters, you get beside yourself. And you go up against Ai the way you want to. And you don't get the counsel of God for going against Ai. And you get beat up. Why? Because somebody in the congregation did not follow instruction. God said, don't take anything when you're in battle. And somebody took something and hid it. There was sin in the camp. Church, we got to do it the way he said it. Every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Saul lost and was taken down and set aside as king. Why? Because he wanted to do it his way and not God's way. And then he wanted to point his finger at somebody else. This finger pointing has got to stop. that he's pointing his finger at somebody else. Let's stop pointing fingers. If you did it, you did it because it was something in you that was amiss. If I go ahead and I do it because the crowd is doing it, there's something going on with me. So I need to just stop and repent and say, God, help me to get it right. Church, our world is dark. Have you noticed? TC opened a service like this. This world is crazy right now. And we don't have to be crazy in the midst of it. Because we have a word of peace. We have a word of life. We have a God who said, you're not going to be in this world by yourself. We have a God who said, I will never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you. God is saying, you are not going this alone. I'm on this journey with you. And if you'll follow my word to the point where you understand it, you will notice that you'll have success when those around you are falling by the wayside. I don't know about you, but I'm looking for God to do us like he did them children of Israel. Make them succeed in the midst of the enemy. Cause them to be overcomers in the midst of the trial. Oh, God will do it. There are miracles in this house. There are wonders in this house. Hallelujah. Because God is able to do far exceeding, abundantly above all that we could ever think or ask. That's a word too. What did he say about your husband? What did he say about your wife? What did he say about your children? What did he say about your job? What did he say about your finances? What did he say? What did he say? What did he say? What did he say about you as a person? What did he say? What did he say? You don't have to take anybody's counsel about what they think about you. What did God say about you? Fearfully and wonderfully made. What did God say about you? In my likeness, in my image. What did God say about you? I don't need your counsel. You don't need mine. What did God say? Father, we thank you today. God, we know that we've not passed this way before. And we hear you say to us today, Father, that we will be able to do it and have good success if we'll just follow what you say. If we'll just get an understanding. Oh, God, if we'll meditate day and night on what you said, we'll be the people that you've called us to be. You've called us a royal priesthood, a chosen nation, a holy nation. God, you've called us a people, Lord God, that have been created for your glory. God, if we do what you say, we'll demonstrate your glory and your power in this earth, in the workplace, in the marketplace, in our homes. Wherever we show up, God, you'll be with us if we'll hear and obey what you say. Father, we just thank you right now that you keep hammering away at us, that it's your word we need. For God, you created all things by the power of your word. And you uphold everything by the power of your word. Jesus Christ is your word revealed. Jesus Christ upholds us all, sustains us all, created us all. And we thank you for him today, Father. There is no way except Jesus to life. There is no way to know your heart except Jesus. There is no way, Lord God, that we'll be ready when he comes for us, except that we follow every word that you speak. Jesus, help us not only to obey, but live with an expectation for the day when all will be right and well and we'll be experiencing it. Father, we thank you for your word in Jesus Christ this day. Amen.